The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning.
This is television station, WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
The champ is here! 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 The champ is here!
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, it's time for the greatest internet radio show ever! Spangwagon Radio. Tonight, we got a dude who has a healthy ego, but he already knew that. Comic book nerds rejoice. We've got a guest here. Maybe we can even get him to be a co-host for a while. Who knows?
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Murphy's hanging out in his best safety orange vest.
The champ is here! The champ is here!
And Zuzu's just hanging out. But enough of me and this silly fucking intro. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready for the greatest internet radio show ever. It's time for Spankwagon Radio.
Hi, boys and girls. I love it. Everyone's like, what do I say to that?
I just did an intro. You guys got to take it now. I got to switch the music bed.
I don't want to take anything.
You'll take it and you'll like it.
Fuckers better pull out.
I make no promises. That's how you claim her is yours. You impregnate her. Anyway, welcome, boys and girls.
You have a litter.
And then you spend money for the rest of your life you weren't accounting for.
Oh, then you just, you know, find a tall flight of stairs and get a pair of Doc Martens. Boof.
Hey, wait a minute. Steel toed?
Not actually necessary.
Pregnant anymore.
Exactly. You just need to have the big waffle.
Or breathing.
Holy crap. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio. How's it going, everybody? Uh-oh, you gotta turn on mic switch. There we go.
Click.
Fantastic.
We had to use Dial-A-Negro tonight because we were short one.
Yeah, I know.
Token.
Hey! In studio with us tonight, filling in, just hanging out, and
quite a surprise,
shock and a surprise to all of us, is Derek. He is the owner of Comic Oasis.
Just popped in to drop off some stuff, and they said sit down and, you know, talk.
And talk for a little while.
There we go.
Chit-chat.
So, yeah, Derek is the owner of Comic Oasis, comicoasis.com. Where's that at again, Derek?
On the internet.
No, I mean physically.
Oh, 3121 North Rainbow Boulevard.
Nice.
That's the corner of Rainbow and Cheyenne in the Walmart shopping center there.
Right off the 95 freeway.
That's what
correct.
The little piece of paper says.
That's right. Well, I'm in his shop probably about once or twice a month or so. So
yeah, begging.
Not begging. I just go in and hang.
You got cards. I need cards.
Yeah. Oh. He calls. He's like looking for wild cards. I'm like, dude, what happened to your Nats?
Oh.
I told you, you silly son of a bitch.
Already in the chat room, Radio wants to know, how did Decaf recover from his drinking binge last week? That, I miss out on the good stuff, but you've got to tell that story.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. in studio. Also, later on tonight, we have a psychic coming in.
But they already knew that.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got to talk about the psychic's name a little bit now.
I think that's just the email address. I don't think that's his name.
Okay, I hope not, because, you know, the dude goes by Eros Rex.
Yeah, Eros Rex.
Eros Rex, which is...
loving song?
Loving king, or love king.
Okay.
Or king love. I don't know.
Brown chicka brown, wow.
That's going to be a ringtone. If that, we got to have someone call him, check his ringtone.
Exactly. So we've got that going on. We've got stuff to talk about. There's the cam, of course, which hopefully will lead to weird dancing by, you know.
Yeah, last time I did that, though, the cam crashed.
Yeah, and that's a goddamn sign right there.
Well, you know, when things overheat, it tends to happen. All right, so I don't know where to go.
I'm stumbling
and
bumbling.
You're getting pointed to by, tell me the camera didn't break again.
No, the camera's fine. Oh. We've got something going on in the chat room here. People want to know, was Decaf drunkenly going down the street with a half full Super Sucker? After the show last week, we left here.
And after the show, we did the
And we went over to the Cheyenne Saloon. Yeah, we went over there, and we saw Dim in Cornerstone and Howitzer and Rule of Thumb. We saw all of them play, and they actually asked us to get up there and bring on the bands, do a little MC work, have some fun. So Decaf and I went up there, and we said, you know, we had fun, and Trencher stood on the side of the stage going, I don't want to talk! No!
My public phobia kicked in hard. Hard. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it at all.
It was funny, though. It was actually a really good night, and the bands were really cool. We met a couple of interesting guys. All in all, I think it was really cool.
Never did get any music. Never did get anything from any of them, so...
I think they're still all recovering from that night.
No shit.
One of the really interesting things that night, too, was that... that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Hang on a sec. Trench, recap what happened.
I don't remember what happened.
That night.
You
were the only sober one. How do you not remember what happened that night?
I wasn't paying much attention. I was highly distracted, which is normal. Actually, that night, a lot of... Shit, I don't know where he wants me to go with this. Basically, I was going to say that with Dim, it was Bones and... Shit, I can't think of the Beast and Bones.
Beast and Bones' birthday, yeah.
So of course, getting them drunk right after their set, and then started getting them drunk. We're like, "Give me money, we need to buy them drinks."
Yep.
So at least I was thinking of that. I was nice about that.
The bands were all really cool.
Really, Howitzer was really cool, and it was funny because here we are. You know, we're all in our high. Look at us, we're computer nerds, and everybody else is like metal, and we're geeks, and we're like, "Hi guys!"
They all play D&D. You know it.
Decaf's, Decaf's there, the large black man in
a polo and
in a
khakis.
Pastel blue and white polo, khakis, and a pair of penny loafers.
Yeah, it's like, wow, this.
He's really trying to be white, guys. Come on now, get him black.
And I look like I escaped a Dick's Sporting Goods ad, and Trencher's just the only guy who doesn't realize he's no longer disaffected youth. It was weird. We really did stick out.
Ooh, it was bad.
Yeah.
It was really, really bad.
It was a very cool show, though.
It was a great show. And what was funny is actually, I had to laugh. A former host of an LV Rock show was there who used to do the local music scene show. And I was like, you know, you kind of got removed or asked to be removed or kind of got told to get the fuck out. And here we are now on stage doing the intros, doing all the stuff that you probably should have been doing. Ha ha!
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was Amber from Sounds of Sin. I'll go ahead and I'll bring it up.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
she and sitting at the bar, and I think she recognized you, Trench, and she was just while you're down there, she was a little apprehensive, if I could, trust me, I wouldn't have gotten married in the first place.
You want me to take out a couple ribs for you?
Only of yours.
never mind.
Fold her in half and put her in a suitcase when you're done.
Right.
But yeah, she did get kind of a weird squirmish look when we're like, hey, how you doing? We're the guys from Spankwagon. Here's live every week at LV Rock. She was just kind of like...
out the door.
Yeah. So, but I had never seen Cornerstone before, and Cornerstone is Wes's... That's
older
Beast.
Brother.
That's his older brother's band. And that was actually...
kind of music? Is it? It's just hard rock?
Actually, Cornerstone was rock rap. I mean...
It was like a rock metal fusion. Mm-hmm. It was really cool.
That's like Jethro Tull, man. Fusion.
Hey, look, it was like Linkin Park, except... you know, with not enough white guys in it. But my favorite part of their show was the bass player kept kind of going off and doing his own thing. He would start playing, you know, bass lines from various songs. Or video games. And he'd get yelled at. Come on, man. Quit giving him hope.
Exactly.
But all in all, the show was just, it was a phenomenal night. We had a lot
of fun. I never realized how much dim set up. I mean, at Cheyenne Saloon, the stage is tiny as it is.
Oh, yeah.
But they had like two TV sets up there with their logos painted on the screen. So they just projected static behind it. They got their DJ up there with the keyboards. Although I don't think he really did keyboards as much. It just smashed one side and then the other side and then played with the whammy bar for whatever you want to call it.
And then one of the keyboards kept falling off the rack system it was on. And that was kind of interesting. And there was a lot of screaming and yelling. And then halfway through the first song, Knuckles, one of the guitar players, his guitar strap broke. So he wound up playing the rest of the gig with the guitar on the floor. So him kneeling, basically, trying to make it happen.
And I had to laugh, though. We were all on the floor in front there, you know. And the minute the moshing start, you turned into, like, Security Joe. You're like...
Okay, here's the thing. When there's music involved and it's live music, I don't know what to do with my hands. Okay, I don't know what to do with my hands. Okay, I don't know what to do.
Here's the only thing I'm concerned with. Okay, was the girl to guy ratio at this thing? That's
oh, dude, it was all cock.
It was awesome.
It was all cock.
There was some hot chicks.
And there was a girl who had a pair of rule of thumb panties
that couldn't stop showing him to decaf.
Oh yeah, dude, I don't know what it is about little white women. They love the large black man.
Really?
They
I
are
never do that.
They are
Wait,
all
consensus.
Huh?
Little white women. Do you love the large black man? No. What about our large black man, the one we usually keep here?
I like him.
How about our stand-in?
I like him.
There you go.
But the girls, they just were all about him. The chicks just wanted to keep coming up to him and talking to him and rubbing on him. And I don't know what it was with a blonde chick standing next to us who, dude, I don't know if that was her boyfriend or her gay friend, but she was just pissed off the entire time, and they kept making her go get the drinks, which was really funny. Yeah. And then there was the Asian bartender who, you'll drink a $4. No, now it's $7. Nah, okay, this time it's $4. It was like, okay, small lady, I thought
like
your people...
I just started throwing cash. I'm like, I don't know!
I thought your people were supposed to be good at math. What's going on, you know?
She was Thai, come on.
Yeah, they're not good.
They're not good.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Hello? Did I just hear something in the green room?
I think somebody just fell over.
Good thud.
Yeah, it's not me this time.
She's all sunburned. I feel bad for her.
That's Queen Hesh.
Yep.
Queen Hesh?
Studio Troll.
Oh, yeah. We have a studio troll.
Shows up a couple of hours early to start the show off, right? Their show's after hours and it after ours.
Our show.
And it's basically 2 hours of hair metal and bong rips.
Dude.
So that's
stay
on bong rips.
Dude.
Yeah, but do you like 80s hair metal?
No.
Yeah, see, well, there's not enough.
There's a trade off
that one.
It's a slight trade off.
Doesn't mean I have to listen to it.
Exactly.
So that was the show Friday night,
yep.
Which was just
and then there was Saturday.
Before we talk about Saturday, though,
but I had to leave.
We've got Derek right here. Derek, you've got these cool cards here. What the heck are these for?
We got another guest coming into town, all the way from Scotland. We have Mark Miller coming in. He's a writer, and basically he writes everything for Marvel and Superman. He wrote Superman Red Son, but he writes his book Kick-Ass, which I was talking about with John Romita Jr., mm-hmm. So he's going to be in for that. You have to read this, but I bought copies for so you guys can give them away or read them or whatever. And he's writing a new book called War Heroes, which is basically, we're losing the war in Afghanistan. How do you get people to sign up? And you give them superpowers. It just takes it from there. And there's a cover for the picture for cover 3 has like this Mujahideen flying on a plane, cutting it up with a sword. He's just guy's crazy. So we're going to have him in the store on Thursday. We're going to have booze there. We're going to have some food. Don't know what type of food yet. We haven't figured out the catering yet. And then we're going to have
Capriotti.
After that, we're going to go to the On the Rocks bar and do what they call a piss up, I guess, in Scotland, where we sit around and drink and talk comics. And I was
nice.
Hey, so you guys are all invited. Everybody show up. Get to talk to Mark Miller and see what he has to say about. He likes himself a lot. He'll tell you everything he writes is the greatest thing in the world. The next
That's
thing,
nice.
they just announced the movie for Kick-Ass and some of the casting. McLovin's gonna be in it. Mm-hmm. There's a girl. Her name is Chloe something or other, but she's like this little girl. And if you ever read Kick-Ass, there's this one scene where the little girl says something about, you know, all right, you cunts, which one is next? And it's gotta be. I want to see this little girl say this scene because it's gotta be the funniest thing in the world.
That's sounds like a familiar conversation. Yeah, we just had this conversation last week.
I remember the viral video for Kick-Ass that was going around there for a while. That was
on MySpace. Yeah, yeah. A bunch of guys in Scotland, they got drunk and decided to film a video for Kick-Ass. I mean, I think they drink a lot in Scotland, is what I'm guessing.
You
so,
think?
Yes, they do.
This is the place that invented golf. You've got to be drunk to do that.
Yeah,
I want to hit a wee ball with a stick.
Do it one time. Fuck, no.
Let's hit it into a hole.
18 fucking times. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Rob Williams. So that's going to be this Thursday?
This Thursday, yeah.
This Thursday from 4 to 7?
4 to 7. Sweet. Everybody's invited.
Awesome.
And then we'll say you guys missed out on the Dark Knight. That was awesome. That was the saddest thing when I called, and I was like, what happened to you guys? We had opportunity. You could have got an interview with Jamie Foxx. Blew that off.
Oh, you know, that'd have been nice, but we had a girl here in studio, and she let us take the webcam and stick it in her vagina.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, you can do it.
See, he's like, what? guess you can't really fight that.
Yeah, that's true. Like I said, we had Starry's manager was here. He's like, you're not going to reschedule the show, are you? And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Starry? I think that sounds familiar. Was she here before?
No.
Lexi was here too.
Hold on. Let me go get, because there are pictures out here. Let me go get them.
There's pictures. Her name is Starry. Is it with one I and E?
It's like with an I, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like porn Starry.
Three R's.
Porn Starry. Oh, okay. Is she a local girl or she's from?
Yes. Absolutely.
And you can hire for your own porn?
For your own
porn. Well, she doesn't
rent
do,
a hoe.
Like, you can't really say she does porn because she doesn't, like, insert anything other than plastic inside of her, but she's big on the
women.
Dude,
that was a crazy fucking video that we saw.
Oh, jeez.
That big old fucking
dude, girl had a dildo that seriously was like my forearm. And, like,
and you didn't know it until she fucking pulled it out.
But she's sitting there just taking that thing and just, I was like, holy.
So she's a real pro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With plastic.
Cha-ching.
Trying to give a tic tac to a sperm whale. It kind of looked like there, but no. She was
Starry's
she's hot.
Very cute.
And Starry is a cocktail waitress at the Hard Rock. She was telling us out at the pool.
Oh. So.
Derek's like, get my trunks. Gotta go.
Man, those pool parties are a little bit, that's beyond.
Yeah, but that's the Hard Rock pool, man. There's more disease and infections in that water than.
Yeah, we do the, we had Libra Mayo out. They wanted to go to the, what's that, the thing at the ditch party over at.
Oh, yeah. Ditch Friday.
Yeah, and it's like you go out there and you're like, wow, there are that many skanky people in this town.
Fuck
that is amazing.
Yeah. They make up this town.
Who doesn't love the skanks? Let's hear it for the skanky people. Let's get it for the skanks. Gotta love the skanks.
And then I have a new customer in town. There's a new customer. There's guys. You ever heard of Power Exchange?
No.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think.
It's like this new swingers club in town. And
no, I was thinking of something totally different.
Sure,
I'm sorry.
Whatever.
We should go and check that out, though, Zozo.
Yeah, no.
Damn it.
They have singles, apparently. No, this guy, they come in, and they got shiny leather and boots and everything like that. And they're buying stuff for the superhero room, so definitely go check them out.
For their superhero room.
See, now we really have to go and check it out. Because we can put you in the Princess Leia gold bikini and put the hair up, and you can say, help
and
me, Obi Murphy, you're my only hope. And that would just be awesome.
And then you'll then
that'd
you'll
be awesome.
But I'm just saying it now. Then you'll end up jacking off into a cape. That's all I can say.
The worst part is we're gonna chain her to decaf. So.
Oh, that is so wrong.
Oh my god.
Quanta tu mama solo. By the way, if anyone out there wants to call in and help us rip on decaf for not being here, Zuzu, what's the number?
What?
You have
the
number?
Phone number.
Oh. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
I think I just came.
That's what everybody says.
That's why we let her do that instead of one of us idiots trying to pull it off every week.
I mean, what sounds better? Give us a call. 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
Hey, I just... 1-8... No, not happening.
That was a little good.
Actually, I'm sure our gay listener quotient would go right through the roof.
I mean, like, she could change those numbers. I mean, those letters to numbers in her head. I'm like, I can't do that.
No, they're written down.
They're written down over there.
I was putting you way more than I... Oh.
And now that means he's saying he thinks you're stupid now.
Oh, that's fine.
We like them. No, she's not stupid.
We like them dumb. They're easier to deal with that way. Just do everything I tell you to and
wish and hope.
Don't use your teeth.
Damn. All right. Should we cut to a quick break?
Let's cut to a quick break.
Cut to the quick break.
And when we come back, we'll talk more with Derek because...
We talk about other crap.
There's all kinds of stuff to talk about.
Like Kevin Smith saw The Watchmen and said it was the most unbelievable fucking orgasmic perfect movie ever.
I've seen about 20 minutes of it.
We're talking after the break.
And
you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
Yeah. That was Free Your Hate. This is KMFDM Radio with DJ Paul Allenkoff. Up next, the Jules Hogstorm in the Rain City Swingin' Samples rendition of that classic track, Mini, Mini, Mini.
Or maybe not. Hey, we've got a caller on the air. Let's see who this is. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
This is Real Kill Radio. I'm still pissed off that you got us kicked off the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you guys are nothing but a bunch of motherfuckers because your show is so fucking great. You guys get all the great guests. What the fuck is wrong with us?
Well, what do you want to be wrong with you? I think I can name a few things. First off, you have no colors. No genuine colors.
What?
We even have a backup colored. We are so
awesome
fucking prepared.
We
have a backup colored?
We do.
We do.
Holy shisky.
Well, we went to rent a Negro, so it's all right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's what we need to do, because we really are desperate need for some talent on our show.
I'm sorry, what was the name of your show again?
Real Radio. Oh. Real Kids Radio. I'm sorry.
Oh.
You know, you're breaking up there.
You're breaking up there. Are you going into a tunnel? I heard you guys do your show, and it gets sent out over the AM radio band, and then the FM radio band, and then HD radio, and then satellite radio, and then someone actually comes to your house and reads the transcripts of the show to you.
Hey, just because our show's on at 1 in the morning don't mean you guys are better than us, all right?
Now, I hear that you guys... Now, I got to take the opportunity. I hear that you guys changed your time slot. Why did you do that?
Because we don't want to hear the fuck what we're talking about.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the minority himself, Decaf. What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
Is up with this mystery text message shit? By the way, Derek from Comic Oasis here. Say hi, Derek.
What's up, man?
Oh shit! Yeah, you do got a color in the face. Oh, halfway colored.
You ever heard of Cal Ripken?
Oh, ouch!
Is he there with the cute white girl?
Yeah, he's here with the cute white girl, but we've changed positioning tonight. Tonight, I'm over
the lap.
Yeah, I'm over next to Trench, and then she is sitting on his lap. That's pretty much where she's decided to be all night.
Really?
Yep. Sorry, dude.
So he's fucking tearing the shit out of her when he was on the show last week, but he fucking dissed us with no phone call.
Oh,
I spaced. I totally spaced. I forgot about you. Sorry.
Ouch.
No Real Kid Radio us, motherfucker.
All right, dude. What the fuck? Where the hell are you?
I'm in fucking Laughlin, dude.
Why are you in Laughlin?
Because I took a mancation. I fucking packed up some shit and fucking just left and didn't tell nobody.
Who the fuck goes to mancation in Laughlin?
Hey, because it's close.
That's not close.
It ain't that close, motherfucker.
The fuck?
What, were you like, were you needing to be around more rednecks? What the fuck?
Let me tell you something about this motherfucker, though. Now, I came out here, I was like, okay, this is sad shit happened. One of my friends fucking died this week.
Oh, shit.
Oh. So he wasn't the friend. It was my wife. Not my wife.
His wife.
I am
lost. I've been drinking Captain Morgan. It was
Super Soaker.
That I'm friends with, right?
Uh-huh.
So I went to her house like Thursday. She's fucking crying and breaking down and all this terrible stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And I've been off this whole week. I haven't done shit. No vacation, no nothing. I've just been doing shit around the house and stuff like that, right? So I told this morning, I told my wife, I said, I'm leaving. I'm going to Laughlin. She's like, yeah, okay, whatever. I don't think she really thought I was going to leave. So I left that motherfucker. I packed up. I left by myself to come down here.
So wait a minute. You took off on a mancation.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't call me and say, dude, come with me.
No, because one, you're doing a show, and two, you got to go out of town to go pick up a dog tomorrow.
Dude, I'd have rescheduled. I'd have rescheduled to come to Laughlin and hang with you.
Then you're going to leave him by himself in the studio?
Hell yeah, I'll leave Trench and Zeus here alone. Shit, it's not like she's going to fuck him. Shit.
What if she did?
What if I did?
I would never be able to speak again. I'd be like, huh!
But let me tell you about this place, man. Go on the pool. I'm going to go on a fucking racist, sexist rant, right?
Uh-oh.
All right, first of all, I did talk to my wife. She's like, you know, first she's all this morning, oh, go ahead, yeah, you know, it's fine or whatever. So I talked to her on the phone. Oh, so you're in love with him. Why'd you call him? You know, all that bullshit, you know, trying to make me feel guilty. I was like, Well, I gotta go to the pool.
Sorry, bitch. I'm out.
So I do go to the pool, right? And let me tell you some shit, man. I don't know what happened. I looked through the window, right? I see cute girls at the pool, right? I go down to the pool. Ain't cute girls anymore.
They must have some special glass in that window, right?
I don't know what the fuck happened, dude. I went down there.
The goggles, like, they do nothing.
So,
I mean, it was more, I think it's more Mexicans here visiting than white people. But let me tell you about some of the fucking people I saw at the pool, right? I saw this kid, he's like 7, Arab kid with a unibrow, right?
He just said Arab?
Arab.
Dude, he's dark. He can say whatever he wants.
This motherfucker Arab, right? Looked like he has a fucking unibrow. So I stayed the fuck away from him. I didn't know if he's got a bomb in his swimming trunks and shit. So I was like, all right, I'll stay away from this motherfucker. Go to the side. Big old white boy. I mean, 12, 11 years old. Make Big Daddy Decaf look like small shit daddy decaf. This white kid was like fucking 350 pounds, dude. It got in the water. He had to get in the water. Like, he had to climb in the swimming pool like 4 times and shit to fit all in.
He's like, cannonball. Everyone's like, fuck!
This motherfucker. When he goes to a Dodgers game, dog, there's no peanuts left for any fucking body.
Or Cracker Jackson. Oddly enough, 3 people never came back.
All right, so then I'm in there. I was like, okay, where the fuck cute girls come? A fucking family, like 12 fucking Mexicans come in, right?
All in one car?
All of them about 300 plus, dude.
Okay,
and then either 300 plus or with like they all had kids. I think it was like 80 kids in the fucking pool, dude, and all of them were just no control,
bathing,
no control at all. But then it was some Italian dude who was telling his daughter, brought in super soakers, right? You know the fucking super soaker, especially the Jack one, like last year. Super soaker. So the fat white kids had super soakers. They're shooting the girl in the face. The girl shot the boy back, right? And the dad's like, don't shoot him in the face. That's, you know, whatever. It's like, you're in a fucking pool. Where else are you going to fucking aim? You know, where else are you going to hit the motherfucker?
I'm going to get him in his swimming trunks and get him wet. Oh, wait a minute.
Don't shoot him in the face. It's like, okay.
Bitch, aim for the eyes.
I know. So it's just like, I'm down there. I'm down there for an hour. And I was like, yeah, this ain't happening. So I went back upstairs and went back to my room. So
you're just hanging in. I'm amazed by this. Laughlin, you're hanging in Laughlin.
Yeah.
And you didn't invite your bro-friend here.
Yeah, you did, dude. What's up, man?
I didn't invite anybody. I just fucking got the car and left. Got the car and left.
Well, since
grabbed his super soaker and JD and
well, since
and
we,
off.
Since we have you on the phone.
And now that I'm here, you know what I ask myself? Why the fuck did I invite my brother?
You invited your... Oh, you dumb son
who
of a bitch.
Who did you invite?
He invited his brother.
No, I said no. I said, why didn't I?
Oh,
why
didn't you?
Nobody in this motherfucker. It's just me, duh.
Well, let's talk about your birthday party, because we haven't covered this yet. And we need to talk about this shit, because this was some of the funniest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. Trench and I get to the party probably about 9, 10 or so. And this party had been going on since probably about 7.
I didn't get an invite. I'm pretty angry about it.
Well, if you would have been here, you would have gotten invited.
Okay. Note it.
If you would have called, you would have been invited.
I'm going to read a comic book. Carry on. If you
were fucking on the top of the Superman special edition, you would have got an invite.
Oh, yeah. Take it, number 75.
That's the sad part about it.
Of course, I'm a nerd. I know what issues happen. Got a few of them myself. Murphy hangs his in the fucking hallway of his house.
That's right. Life and death are sitting there in hard shell plastic containers.
I kid you not. My wife hates my Where Were You When Superman Died t-shirt that I used to own. Because she's like, I always looked at it and I'm like, you're a fucking moron for wearing that. I'm like, aw.
Why you got to hate?
That's support
say, take
right
it,
there.
Girl, take it.
Really, with Trench, it's is it in yet? Anyway, so we show up at the party at about 9 or so, and
you know what? Trench did show up. I just didn't see him because this motherfucker was like Dracula at the corner of the fucking room and shit.
Dude, the party's going on inside, out in the garage, and Trench is hiding in a corner. There are drunk people everywhere.
In
And all of them were
really
annoyed.
In a bar? Go figure.
No, not in a bar. In a house.
James L's house.
The drunken
oh,
people.
Really? In James L's house? Oh my God, that is some serious
okay,
news
okay.
right
wait,
there.
Wait, wait, okay, wait, wait, wait. Okay. No, let's be fair.
Hold on.
I was a great observer, and I'm watching this. We first off, our best buddy, super white guy Josh. Super white guy Josh is so hammered, he can't do shit.
Josh is, and honestly, I think that night we saved him from a rape charge.
Oh, we did. Scrappy was so loud, she couldn't shut the fuck up.
No. And we know like Scrappy can be loud, but this was obnoxious and loud all in one.
I'm so glad
she's
I
like,
didn't go.
Yeah, she I walk in the door today, she's like,
stop it, give me a drink!
No, get this. I walk in the door, and she sees Murph and I walk in, right? She's like, drink! I'm like, oh God, I'm going to get hit by the wall!
What's
first thing? I need to get you a drink. I can't drink. Ah, come on. You need to do a shot with me. I can't drink. Why? Come on. Take a drink. You are stupid if you're not listening to me tell you I can't drink. I have a real thing. I get mean. Real asshole mean when people just keep not
breathing.
Listening.
You get real asshole mean when you wake up in the fucking morning. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. That's true. But no, okay. No. But then there was Months Dash, okay?
Oh, God.
We like Months Dash. We,
no,
we,
no.
You don't
that
like
guy
Dash?
Is a dick.
Oh, I don't
that,
know
let me explain why.
Yeah, you do. You know Months Dash.
Gia's husband. Gia's husband, the guy who's coming here, the guy who we call Months Dash because he's got the little bit of fuzz that has taken him a month to grow. The guy shows up, and I'm telling you, he just is a douchebag.
He was a cock block.
He was the biggest cock block ever. See, Decaf has
aren't
some
y'all
great
all
friends.
Married? I mean,
no. Decaf has some great friends, especially some women who get drunk
fine.
And show those tits off.
Yeah!
There's just titties. So we're out there. She's hammered. Josh is drunk and falling over somewhere. She's like, "You guys want to see my boobs?" And of course we're like, "Yeah, sure." So there's me, and there's Omidan, and then there's Stitz is there with the giant camera, and Monstache is there. So, of course, she pulls up the shirt and shows us the tits, and I'm like, those are awesome. And it's not like a quick flash. She's holding them up there, and I'm like, look at the nipple. You can see the definition.
Oh
it's outstanding.
Oh, my God. Why are so you
she
analyzing
them,
that
she
shit?
Puts them down, and we're like, that is awesome. And she goes, you guys want to see him again? I'm like, yeah, hold on. Let me get my phone out, and I'll take a picture. She's like, okay. So I get my phone out, and Omidan, who is nowhere near as swift as I am, also he's a big fat guy, and he's digging around in his tight-ass jeans trying to get his phone out.
Oh.
I get my phone out. I get a picture of the tits. And she's like, oh, that's so great. Let me see. And Stitz is like, grr, 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 grr. He's taking photos left, right, and center. Here you go, Zeus. Check that out. There they are. Not half bad at all. So then Omidan, who finally gets his phone out, he says, can you do it one more time? She's, sure. Tits go up, chop goes off, tits go up, and Odon's like, hold it, and a Mustache sticks his fucking face in the camera and goes, ah, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And Odon's like, come on, man. Even Stitz is like, dude, that's not cool. Then, asshole goes on to say, Starship Troopers 3 is a good movie, and Donnie Darko is shit.
Oh. I will gut him right
what?
Now.
The guy, I'm telling you this, dude, look, your friend Gia, she's cool and all, and her art, whatever.
Retard.
Dude, if Mustache comes back in this studio, I am going to
fuck
him up.
Oh, I thought she was going to fuck him. I'm like, whoa, okay.
No, I'm going to fuck him
pausing.
Up. Because that, seriously, the guys, unfortunately, guys, we can't show you the tits. I'm sorry.
They're not studio property. They're not
they're
show
not
property.
They're not studio property. They're not show property.
But
and
let's explain them.
They're nice.
They're nice.
They're nice.
They're pretty fucking nice.
Pink areolas.
Matter of fact, let's
go ahead.
So,
but the only motherfucker that has a seat was me.
Yeah. Oh.
Dude, I left the party too soon. Muffling. I'm going to learn to either like people or really, really get over my stomach problems so I can drink.
You just need to drink more.
You know, I'm thinking about it.
But Derek, you're a well-read guy. Why don't you describe these titties for the folks at home? And well, you got to grab that mic there. There you go.
She's got the kind of, you know, the turn of the century kind of body, a little plump, but the titties are very, very nice. Evenly proportioned, nice pink areola, not too big, not too small, little nipples that stick out just about a finger length. She's got a terrific pose where she looks like she's really into it and she enjoys getting pounded hard. That's what I imagine.
So the night continues.
That is the best fucking description I've ever fucking heard in my life.
Now the night continues. Here's the thing. Trench Mark, he just disappears. He just
gone.
I don't know where the fuck he went.
He just didn't even say goodbye. He's just off like a prom dress. He is out.
Went to Flex Bar. That's what I heard. You, rumor you has guys, it.
Rumor has it.
Rumor has it. He went to the Flex Bar.
All right. This is. See, before you guys say this, let me tell you about the first part of the party.
Uh-oh.
So it's nothing really that special. But I mean, me, I didn't start drinking at fucking 6 o'clock. That was a fucking record already. I didn't start drinking that late, right? And
I don't even start that
people,
late.
And when people start coming, whatever, Jessica and Scrappy and her friend is like, dumb as fucking dirt, dude.
That bitch is stupid.
She is dumb as shit. But when I was playing Soul Calibur, they was putting sour cream in my fucking ass.
What?
Yeah,
what?
I get a text message from Jessica. I just put sour cream on Decap's ass and he doesn't care. It's like, no, bitch, he's trying not to fuck you up like OJ.
Who wants a necktie?
Oh! Yeah, so I was like, okay. But when my friend Shadow, the white girl that showed up, she came with a bottle of Pendleton. Now, that's Canadian whiskey.
Yes, that is.
And she came in, and that shit, I'll tell you, sometimes at my parties, you know, most people will do shots. Very once in a while, like, no, you have to convince a motherfucker. You have to drag him to the kitchen. But this party, man, it was like everybody was fucked up. Everybody, oh, yeah. Nobody passed a shot. You know, you say you want a shot? Fucking yeah. Even Carla did like 6 shots. What the fuck does Carla do 6 shots, right?
It was awesome.
Like, it was like, you want to do a shot? Yeah, fucking let's go. You know what I'm saying? I was like, shit, there was no denial. There was no scrappy blocking.
Nope.
It was, you know, it was like everybody fucking wanted to do shots. So, my brother came in. I'm sorry, man. But I had the Pendleton. Then my brother came in with fucking Patron. And then my other brother came in with fucking Jack. And it's 10 o'clock, a big-ass $40 bottle of Jack. That shit, I looked at it the next day, that shit was almost always fucking gone.
When I got there, they had started trying to hide the Super Soaker because it was just getting that bad. We have a Super Soaker that we bought for James Alford's birthday last week, and we filled it full of Jack Daniels for him. When we got there, people were trying to hide it. It had just been used so much, and people were just covered in Jack Daniels.
They had hairballs?
I didn't know that. See, that's the shit. I didn't know that. I'm getting like 15 different stories the next day because from 12 to 4, I was just fucking like standing like smelling like a motherfucker, you know? Because I don't remember much of shit. But now, I didn't know how many people took shots from it.
There were a lot of people. Now here's something that wound up happening. Now, Josh, we love him, got drunk, and Shayna was getting drunk too. I think she was purposefully losing at beer pong. I think she was catching the ball and dropping it in her own glass. Got like, so drunk, and I have to tell this because we love the guy. We go outside. We're all hanging out outside, and dude is laying in the grass. And Shayna, the girl whose tits we've got here, she's laying on him. And next thing we know, he's reaching over and trying to undress her. And she's like, no. And he is trying to get her fucking pants off. And we're like, oh, my
but
God.
Wasn't he, who was he with? Because was that, is that, is that,
that
the wallet?
That was her. That's the wallet. That's the wallet.
That's the wallet.
That's the wallet.
The he, wallet.
If we, so by the end of the night now, Trench is gone. Trench has left. I'm being called a douchebag by someone's wife. I don't know. She was just, you're a douchebag! It's because I'm trying to sit there and just pour alcohol down poor Josh's throat.
Nice.
And she, you're a douchebag! I'm like, look, I love the guy, but seriously, I've never seen him as drunk. This is funny to me. Shut up.
Yeah, she's a fucking hater.
She's a hater. There was another word you used to describe her one day, but I'm not going to recap that. So it's time comes to go home. Trench has left me in the lurch. He's gone.
I told you.
You never told me.
I told you. I told Carla. I told DK.
Nope.
I told everyone that would listen to me.
You told me.
Yeah, you told him. You did not tell me.
I'm sorry, because I made sure you had a ride
home. I mean, you didn't tell me shit, dude. You were just fucking
dude, he didn't even know you were there, by the way. He's like, was Mark here? I'm like, yeah, dude, he's here. And he's like, are you serious? Where did that motherfucker go? So it's time to go. And Josh says, Shay, you can stay here with me on the couch. I'm like, oh, no. This will not end well. We need to save Josh from a rape charge. So Ken, in his loving grace, says, Shayna, we'll give you a ride home. So we all pile into the car. Now, Shayna's drunk and has been flirting with me all night anyway. We get in the car. We're like, okay, where do you live? She's like, I live 5 minutes from here. Now, Decaf lives in a not-so-great neighborhood. So what are your car streets? Oh, Eastern Pebble, easily 40 minutes. She keeps telling us, turn right, turn right, this is it. No, I promise, this is it, I promise, turn right. And she just led us astray. Bitch could not tell us where she lived. She kept giving us different cross streets, different addresses. Finally, we're like, sweetie, can we get your wallet? Can we look for your driver's license? Sure. She goes through her wallet and hands Carla her Target card. And I'm in the back seat with her.
Target, bitch.
And the whole time I'm in the back seat with her, she's like, I'm holding her hand because you know when you're drunk and you lay down in bed, you put one foot on the floor to stabilize to stop the room from spinning. Well, the same thing when you're in the back seat and the car's doing this. You hold someone's hand because you stabilize. And I'm like, okay. And she's getting closer and closer and I'm getting weird looks from the front seat. And I'm like, oh, God damn it, cock blockers. Why didn't I drive myself?
You know,
me.
And I should have stayed, if anything, for you.
There you go, dude, because that's my man. And, dude, she could not figure out where she lived. We got her driver's license, finally. MapQuest her driver's license on my phone, and it's not the same address.
By the way, I imitated you on your phone earlier that night. It was fucking funny as shit.
Oh, good.
You weren't there. But go on.
It's not the same address. So now we're completely lost. We have no idea where to take this chick. Ken says to her, says,
YMCA.
Shayna, why don't you? That's why I date homeless chicks. You can drop them off anywhere when you're done. He says, why don't you crash on my couch? She's like, no, you guys come to my house and you can stay in my room. And she's looking at me. I'm like, hey-o. And I'm just like, okay, sweetie, whose house do you stay? I stay at my friend's house. And says her name. I'm like, okay, give me your phone. I look at the phone, find the number, call her. I'm like, hey, I have your drunk friend in the backseat here. Oh, no. She stays with you? Yeah, she stays at my house. Give me directions. We finally get there. We're like, okay, we're going to just drop her off inside, and that's going to be it. So Carla takes her inside and puts her down, and next thing you know, drunk bitch is outside. You guys, you come inside and do shots!
It's just like the party never stops.
It's 2:30 in the morning. She's like, I got to get go kayaking in the morning. You guys can do shots, and you guys can stay here. Totally sweet. I'm like, oh,
kayaking?
And in the car on the way home.
And the bitch went kayaking for real.
She sure did. And on the way home, she became the drunk person, the stereotype. I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
You guys are my
I'm sorry.
Friend.
I'm sorry. I'm fucked up. I'm so sorry. But I love you guys.
I'm going to be sick.
We should totally hang. Dude, I was so worried about that. We had a plastic Walmart bag in the back seat. I was ready for this bitch
should've
to yak on me.
Oh, yeah, because Omadon and puking in his car is not a good thing.
It was not Omadon's car. It was Carla's car.
Oh, even worse.
You do not puke in that car.
No.
You can puke on the couch. Go, Frodo! But that party, dude, was awesome.
I'll explain that one some other time.
I think I made some great new friends, and I think I alienated a bunch of people.
Nice.
So it was a Saturday.
It was a Saturday.
It was a normal day.
And Zeus didn't bother to make it either, but she had stuff going on, I'm sure.
Yeah, I got drunk. And
at like noon?
That's what I said. Did I tell you the girl probably got drunk before the fuck she was gonna come over?
She's probably drunk somewhere and she's probably passed out. I don't know if she's gonna make it. It's like, no, dude. She'll do it.
You know, I got that last text message from you and then I didn't get another one, so I was like, I just kept drinking.
Okay, now on the defense of that, Decaf was supposed to text message a shitload of people with his address, and I had to go and hunt his ass down and get it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Because I didn't get
it. Yeah, he was supposed to send it to me.
Yep.
So I didn't get it.
I had to go and hunt it down. So we, at that party, we had naked bitches. We had alcohol, possible alcohol poisoning. Someone saved from a rape charge. Now, I have to dispel a rumor. I heard that after everybody left, Josh was inviting people to come sit on his lap, come sit on the cloud.
What?
He was inviting people. Come and sit on the cloud. Come and sit on the cloud. Now, there's one more element to this story that I wanted to hold off until very last to tell.
What's that?
There's a certain individual who started drinking very early.
Me?
Oh, no. And this person got drunk. This certain obnoxious person got hammered. And this certain obnoxious person was sure enough the only person in the bathroom hugging the toilet, puking her fucking guts out. Scrappy could not hang. That bitch was in there.
You know what? I told her ass at 6 o'clock. I said, your ass is going to be in the toilet hugging the fucking bowl. Because my best friend, Steve, he fucking fixed drinks to hammer fucking people. And he fixed it like two or three. And I, she was drinking, though. I was like, oh, you're fucked up. And I said, I told my brother, I was like, yeah, you know what? She just got one speed drink. And he's like, oh, shit, she's going to be fucked up, right? Next thing I know, 10 o'clock, she's in the fucking bathroom, passed out on the fucking floor. And then her friend was passed out in my bed. I was Murphy like, fucking youngster.
Oh, that's her. There she is.
Fucking youngsters care. Yeah, both of them were passed the fuck out. I said, y'all can't hang for shit, boy. Hey, youngsters, go to
hey,
bed.
Hey, baby, they're not like us, man. We're functioning alcoholics. We drink. We drink to live, baby.
She got drunk.
I was going to give her a baby bottle and shit.
She got drunk, fell asleep on the floor in the bathroom. I had to haul her ass up. Decaf's unbelievably wonderful wife got a mattress out for this bitch, laid it at the foot of their bed, and I had
like
to,
a dog.
I had to haul. I had to haul this drunk
that's,
bitch in
a
there.
Real bitch.
Yeah, literally.
I had to haul this drunk bitch in there and throw her up on this mattress. She's, and then I'm like, all right, well at least she's sleeping there. No, fucking dumb bitch friend, by the way. It's like, I'm going to go sleep in your bed, and passes out on Decaf's bed. Where the fuck did you sleep, dude?
No, threesome action. Yeah.
No, they both got up. We was playing Taboo 4 in the morning.
Wait. Reverend in the chat room. Did you give her a chew toy?
Hey-o!
And by the way, the girl Liz climbed to Josh's cloud and was making out from like 4 to 6.
Which one was?
White girl...
Well, that narrows.
Wait, dumb bitch friend or the other one that just happened to be randomly hanging around?
No. Another girl, totally.
The wallet?
A whole different girl. No, it was another white girl that came there around like 11 or 12.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah, she was on Josh's cloud and whatever. And then they finally got the fuck up around like 4 or 5, and I fucking played Taboo with them. And I tell you, it was like simple questions. You know Taboo, you have to give 5 hints and shit? That girl fucking hurt. Scrappy friend cannot figure out shit. I tell you, you say door, you say you open and close it.
My legs.
You're like, oh god, let me just shoot my fucking stuff right now.
It was
that bitch is dumb, dog.
Dude,
dumb.
That party was awesome.
It was
and
awesome.
And I see a number there. I don't know what that number means, but okay.
Till the top of the hour.
Okay. It was an awesome party. We had a great fucking time with it. And, dude, we should find more reasons to celebrate. And Stitz is in the chat room. Stitz, who took some of the funniest fucking photos I've ever seen that we can't share.
No.
And Stitz, you are not allowed to share them.
And I haven't fucking seen shit.
I sent you mine. He replied with his.
Yeah, he replied with his. Check your fucking email. You don't even send his fucking address.
Oh, God, this is great.
No, you sent me one, right? The one you sent me?
Stitz in the chat room says, I was whispering things in her ear when she was on the floor next to the toilet. I can only imagine.
That's going
to
be wrong. That's going to be illegal in itself.
Probably just wrong. Things like, your mother wanted you to be an abortion. I could see him doing
that. That is Stitz. But Stitz is
dude.
He hates women.
He hates everyone, and God bless him, so do the rest of us. Look, and there's one thing you got to say for Stitz. He knows when to shut up and just hold the camera up and take photos.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. He's like, he was saying to her, you're a failure. You're a horrible friend. How can you come into this man's house and do this to him? Oh,
okay, I'm about ready to start having a Stitz laughing fit.
That is
perfect.
Great. That is awesome. And...
I think it did some damage.
Stitz says, I think it did, yeah.
She's messaging me like the next day. She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that I was all drunk. You're not going
to
tell.
Should it have been you that she was sending the apologies to? Shouldn't it have been
I know. Should have been Decaf. And Decaf said to me, is like, she mad at me? I'm like, I have no idea. Have you talked to her? I haven't talked to her since the party.
Yeah, I think she sent him one message and hello, whatever. I tried texting her a couple times. She hasn't talked to me. I was like, fuck, I guess if I'm not Murphy, I don't get no fucking attention.
I don't get no attention either, brother.
But apparently you get all the texts. I'm sorry, was I a slob? Did I do something wrong?
Well, wait, also, wait. People
were talking about Scrappy.
Might as well break this one out. Now, not only was I... were we fucking with her, but I was denied on a couple of counts. Her sister's friends, something whatever, wouldn't let me get the Sharpie out and write on her. And I'm very upset about that.
I would have locked her out of the room and let you have a field day.
Why didn't anybody tell me this was going on?
I wanted to draw, this is after you left. I wanted to draw cock and balls on her cheek. And
hairy balls.
Exactly. Speaking of hairy balls, there's something I want to ask about. Decaf.
Yeah.
Why do your brothers call you Harry Potter?
Because of my back.
Are you sure it's your back? Because I did hear the real story. Do you want to fess up?
What's that?
They call him Harry Potter not because of his back, but because of his ass.
What?
I'm looking at it right now. Oh. It is kind of hairy.
How can you see? Dude, I can never see my own ass. I wind up like a dog chasing his own tail.
Because I'm in a hotel in the fucking
you're in a hotel.
The
there's like mirrors everywhere.
Come on. Yeah. What are you, he's in Laughlin. He's looking up to the ceiling.
What are you out there, Buffalo Bill, naked out there dancing?
All right, Decaf, you have an assignment.
I fuck me.
There you go. You have an assignment. You need to go down to the bar, and you need to find the hottest, drunkest white girl you can and get her on the phone with us. That is your mission for tonight.
Okay, and just so we know it's you, Murphy's going to text you our secret, top secret phone line.
Yep, the top
secret
phone line.
So I know it's you. All right?
Top secret phone line.
We'll text it to you. We'll text it to you.
Yes.
How long is left? What time is it?
We got an hour.
It's 8 o'clock. We got an
hour
left.
We got an
hour.
All right, I have an hour. Okay.
All right.
Pip magic.
We know the white women flock to you, dude.
All righty.
All right, we're going to cut to break. Decaf, we're going to let you go. You have a mission. On your marks.
On my what?
Get set.
Oh, I'm on your mark. Oh.
Go.
All right.
Run, Negro, run!
Run, bitch, run!
All right, all right!
Spank Wagon Radio. It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
Come on, my grind,
make it
How do I start this? The smart kid swaggers don't fear cops. Duplicate the paper, you should call me Xerox. Me not in a box like Jack. No, it's me against the world like Pac. Pac, I'm a stock and about to go public. The IPO's designed so the underwriters love it. Got New York undercover, I'm like Malik Yoba. You should see my range when I'm spitting from the Rover. Hold up, I'm a soldier, really fighting for the cause. And I'm all natural. Breathe, Le Mans. Like Charles, I'm in charge. And I understand the laws, cause my peers help write them. Yes, my peers write the laws. Motherfucker, I'm a boss. I be boss in the literal sense. Wash my mouth out with soap, I mean a literal rinse. Cause the flow's so dirty, see how filthy it gets. And my stock on the rise, watch how wealthy we get. I'm on the grind, cousin.
I'm on my grind, cousin.
I'm trying to stack these pancakes. Where I'm from, we can do business deals with a handshake. They want to know what this man makes. Man-made earthquakes.
Bass in my voice till the earth shakes.
I run the 40 on my turf, home advantage. Got the bread and cheese, time to make myself a sandwich. They like Willie Randolph, they just can't manage in New York. Get them open like a cork, stick a fork in them, they done. I swear that I run from nothing but the sun, so I don't get burnt. Fake motherfuckers help me learn. Learn what I learned, earn what I earned. Stack facts, now I'm on my own terms. Turn away if you're not ready to see me. Grab some pizza, I feel I wanna get greasy. Easy, I press the button, give me cake. I'm a glutton, harder than a rock, like Charles S. Dutton on the grind, homie.
I'm on my grind.
Who it is?
Make it dope.
I'm a game changer, baby. Put me in, coach. I'm a game changer, baby. I'm a game changer, baby. Put me in, coach. I'm a game changer, baby. I'm a game changer, baby. I
change the game like steroids.
I'm a game changer, baby.
If my name was David Ruffin, quick to toast an MC just like an English muffin. Don't worry about a thing because the food was never bluffing. I catch headaches from the whack, so then I take a buffin and I max. I wait until the opportune time and then I tax. But should I max? Penix is sinning is for sinners, so I guess I'm not a sinner. Beginners for beginners, so I guess I'm no beginner. This is how I spark it. There's money in my pocket. When it comes to having pressure, I get hard as a rocket. MC Grand Poo coming through all the residue. The songs are main classic, dating back to the Babaloo. My boys, I call them pop. The phones out of them jocking. I can think of many episodes I swung in Lincoln Park. No, I'm not a phony, and I got a tenderoni. Left the way she is, not too fat, not too bony. Don't drink, sink, I won't sink like a tanker. Knock the boots off a certain Casablanca, and I thank her. Some rap for stink, like Engelbert Humperdinck. Better yet, Dick Cabot. I got a bad habit, similar to the girl. Well, she's got a habit. I think with the brain, and I wish behind a zipper. I'm living kind of good, similar to Jack Tripper. A landlord named Roper did a show at the Copa. When I'm finished with this, I'll be paid like Oprah. So if honey wants to act fly, I'll just play like Guy, and I'm stick out your thumb and hits, cause you've been cut off like a light switch. See, I'm programmed to slam with the summer, spring, or fall. Before I do a show, I get some kicks out the mall. Then I get my gear and I give Trevor a call, cause he works in the barbershop right behind the mall. Other rappers try to rhyme me, but you know they got dead. To put it blunt, honey, I shrunk the kids. So bookers back off, break north, here comes the regulator. Betcha that you find us. My suitcase is packed and I'm going on a trip to Micadelphia. I go for self and still be slamming. The school bell is ringing and I call somebody cramming for the test. Oh yes, my study guide was thick. I cut you with my verbal, didn't hurt you, just a nick off your face. Don't play possum, watch me and I'll blossom like a rose. And get some new clothes and a fresh fade from Rob. Jump on the phone and dial the now room. I'm the come one, come all. We about to get hectic. If my crew don't get in, then the X makes an X to the rear. I'm out of here, don't front on my brothers. I take care of them before I take care of others. The wood bats is doomed in the 90s, it's aluminum. Step to the stage with a mic and I'm doing them something awful. I'm a citizen and I'm lawful. I go to hunting a ball, ripped up a policeman's ball. I got the power to make a car stop. I get some drinks from Glackens. And when the crowd slackens, I stop drinking. And then I start thinking about days in the past when Derek X was last, but now I'm on the top. Damn, news travels fast, cause I'm like that. They can't see this. Read my book, it contains many pieces of verses. I took the time to delete all the curses. So moms, reach deep in your purses and buy me, take me home and try me and do me well.
One for all, brand new man.
A door and slam, but then girls try to turn my knob, cause I'm a heartthrob. I guess it's just a hazard that comes with the job, cause every time I rock around, I show Jamar's intellectual, girls wanna get sexual. Well, I guess I have to cope with being so dope. You wanna be me, but can't see me with a telescope. You seek and search, but still you can't find. You're weak and it hurts to be deaf, dumb, and blind. A supreme mind will take you out of your paralysis. I grip the mic so tight, I get calluses. And your analysis is that the Lord whips rhymes into shape with a mic cord. I do it good cause I'm a positive black man, eating up suckers as if I was Pac-Man. Not a dapper dance fan, say casual. To rock like the J, it comes gradual. You gotta know the leisure, wise and dumb, and understand your culture of freedom. Power equally with the gods, so you can build and bone your cipher. All your life you must teach truth of the true and living God, not a mystery spook. And when you do that, sue that goal, which made the student enroll, and only then you'll prosper.
One for all, it's one for one. One for all, it's one for all.
And I'm Zero Cool. Where's Crash Override? Heyo! Nice. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Live every week here on LV Rocks.
Imaginary
elephant. Uh-oh.
I don't know what the fuck, but she's having a spaz attack.
There is a gnat in here. There is a gnat in here.
A gnat.
It's just like
I don't know about that.
It's just like at work, huh?
So, interesting week, everybody. Now, we need to talk about something here real quick. There's a little bit of a boycott going on, and everybody's heard about this. Trench, do you have the news story up?
No, I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
There is a news story. Here, hang on a sec. Let me find it for you.
All right. Why don't you go find this news story and deal with it? While you're doing that, let's talk about comics. Because you're here. You're the comic man. So while Murph's doing the news story review, let's go over that.
Comics. What's good in comics? Well, of course, there's Watchmen. Watchmen's everybody's insane for Watchmen. I mean, like every time there's new people coming all the time picking up the trade.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite books. It's always been my favorite. I've had, you know, millions of different copies of it from the old graffiti edition, and I just, you know, I thought it was one of the best stories I've ever read. And they're doing a movie on it. Of course, everybody's seen that.
Yeah, if anybody has gone to Batman, it's one of the opening trailers.
Yeah, it's a if you come by the store, we got it playing 24/7 because I'm just that sick about Watchmen. It's on the big screen. Just come over and take a look. I mean, you'll be enthralled. I mean, it's just a story about superheroes and, you know, how messed up it can make your life, and it starts off in the 60s and ends up in 1985.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a mind trip. It's a murder mystery. You know, there's no big car crash. There's not a lot of superhero fights.
Nope. I'm agreeing with you. That's me agreeing with you. See, we do this on a radio where one person kind of talks.
I thought you were spazzing. I wanted to.
No, that was spazzing. She's almost still, as if on cue.
She's still fighting her pink elephants.
Don't look at the elephant in the room.
And that's pretty much it. I think DC said they're going to print up a million of it or something like that this coming up year. It's just incredible.
Wow.
Oh, we have news. Hold on.
Oh, no. I just sent him a link. So Watchmen, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I've talked to people at DC, and it's going to be a good movie. But from what I understand, it's going to be probably the greatest DVD or Blu-ray that's ever been released.
Oh, yeah. There's something like an hour of extra footage or something on there?
No. They filmed every single scene. So you're talking 4.5 hours of material they have.
Wow.
They filmed the pirate scene. They have Jared Butler, who was King Leonidas from 300.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing the pirate, if anybody's ever read the book. Come by the store. Go by any comic book store. Pick up Watchmen. Don't go to a bookstore. Go to a comic book shop.
Yeah. Fuck Amazon. And
Support the local people, man.
Yeah, because and that was one of the first graphic novels I had to buy. When I started getting into comics, everybody's like, have you seen have you read Watchmen? And I'm like, you know, the one thing that kicks my ass, we used to have this place back home called the National Cigar Store. And they used to sell comics, and any comics that didn't sell, they didn't throw them away or tear the covers. They just put them into a bunch of boxes and then slid them underneath the racks. So if you asked nicely, they would let you go and go back to where all the extra comics were. Dumbass me, just starting to collect comics, didn't know what Watchmen was about, and every issue was there in the original condition, original format. And now if I could get back there and go back in time and slap myself, pick those up, motherfucker. Yeah.
And they said at Comic-Con, they were going for the whole set was $75-$80. You know, and like before the trailer came out, you could find them all for $1 a piece, you know.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's Watchmen fever.
Which is weird because Watchmen's always been considered that seminal, this is a comic book.
Right, but you got the people, speculators, they want to make money off of it. Yeah. I mean, it's always
Why wasn't it more than a dollar before the trailer? That's what I'm trying to say is that is one of those. And I mean, anybody who's been into comic books for more than a cup of coffee in time knows The Watchmen is the one you need to read. Fuck everything else. Read Watchmen
because
once.
Most people don't read comic books, and they only get into ones when they become famous with something like a movie or a video game or a television series.
Good point. But
you know, nobody knew who the Teen Titans were before it became an animated series, for fuck's sake.
That is, well, yeah. Yeah, even in the 80s, no one knew.
Actually, Teen Titans used to outsell the X-Men before, and then
before Claremont and...
They based the X-Men kind of off of Teen Titans, but it's just one of those things where people want what's popular. We're America. We suck. We want to follow whatever's popular at the time. The trailer's hot, and everybody wants to read Watchmen now, but I want people to read Watchmen. It's that good. I'd tell anybody if it's a great piece of literature.
Now, I had never read Watchmen.
What are you, slow? Until,
what?
I had never read Watchmen. Oh, I'm sorry. I had never read it until about, I'd say about 3 months ago, and I borrowed it from Larry.
You couldn't even just go buy one.
You know what? He's like, he said to me, he's like, dude, have you ever...
and you're not buying stuff is getting to me. Go carry on.
He said to me, he said, dude, have you ever
read
Watchmen?
He's buying wild cards.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
No, he said, dude, have you ever read Watchmen? I'm like, you know, I've heard of it, but I've never really read it. He's like, here. I'm like, okay. I mean, it's definitely, it's on my list of stuff to get next time I get down to a shop, you know, like yours or... some of the other ones. It's shipped to get to yours. It's a 45-minute drive and $130 in gas. But I had never read it, and then when I finally read it, I'm like, wow, I get what this is about.
Yeah, I mean, Time puts it as one of their top 100 novels of all time, not graphic novels, just top 100 novels.
Yeah, I mean,
The story and just the art style, and I'm worried, but I'm a little bit better watching the trailer because it's nice to see that the Crystal Palace or whatever you want to call it on Mars is there. The only thing is I couldn't tell very well if the owl was actually a little dumpy and fat like he's supposed to be in the comic. And
I think, you know, they did the same thing because, you know, the new night owl was a takeoff of the old night owl. So he started wearing more armor like the Batman. So he doesn't look as dumpy. They don't, you right. know, but I think they'll show he's really not in shape in the movie that, you know, he can have the costume on, but he's still going to be basically a fat ass.
Yeah.
But, you know, just the costume.
A fat ass that gets the chick, though.
Yeah, well, she's a hot chick, too.
Yeah.
God, she's smoking hot. She was at the Comic-Con, and you're just like, fuck. That's all you can say. And then the one who plays the older mother was the from Sin City and the mom from whatever movie that was. But she's smoking hot. I mean, it's like, yeah. It's comic book heaven. That's all
Drool, 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 but...
Or whack it in your dreams or something.
Whoa!
Sorry.
but you know there are going to be differences, costume differences. Of course, thankfully, Dr. Manhattan's Wang isn't going to be hanging out half the film.
No, it is there.
I didn't see it in the renders for the. Well, of course, I'm not going to see it.
It'll be like things will pop up in front of it, but it'll be there. You got to have the Wang.
It's a little cold there, Dr. Manhattan.
They'll probably get to the part where they talk about, you know, the gay character, two gay guys, and for the Minutemen and all stuff like that. So that's
pretty hot. Or Rorschach masturbating in a prison cell or in the prison because he just killed a bunch of people. I mean, it's just fantastic story.
It's great. I mean, then you also have Wolverine coming up next year. So, I mean, all the movie tie-ins are good, but they have other things that aren't, you know, simply movies, like, you know, Miller's doing War Heroes. Kirkman, you know, does The Walking Dead, which I still tell people, you're not reading Walking Dead, you're missing out on a great book or whatever. It's just a good time for comic books. Always, you know, for the last few years, it's been good. There's too much out there.
Now, I want to ask your opinion. You brought up the Wolverine trailer. What do you think of Ryan Reynolds being cast as Deadpool?
I mean, I think Ryan Reynolds is just one of, I guess listen to Howard Stern. I guess he dumped that Alanis Morissette to go, you know, bang Scarlett Johansson or whatever and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
Isn't that ironic?
Sorry. You think? It's just like, you know, everybody thinks he's funny, and I just don't.
I think he's hilarious. I thought he did really great as Hannibal Kane in Blade. I thought he did really good. And then, this movie they call Waiting, which had me rolling.
He reminds me of, like, you know, remember those movies with the kid who used to smack his face?
Macaulay Culkin?
I mean, yeah, everybody thought he was the funniest thing in the world. I'm like, he was just, those are just lines they had him read. I think he's probably, like, you know, he's just not that funny to me or whatever.
Well...
I mean, and Deadpool's one of those characters. I mean, the thing about this Wolverine is Hugh Jackman's a really cool guy, and he loves comics. So, I'm hoping it does really, really well. But after that last X-Men movie, I don't know, you know, how that's going to turn out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think it's going to... I mean, it, the last X-Men movie I really liked, I liked Wolverine in that movie, so...
Ugh.
You like that last X-Men movie?
I like that. I mean, because
do you like Penis too? I'm just wondering. Yeah, because that movie was gay.
That movie was way past gay, man. That was bad.
See, I actually didn't mind it at all. I was.
That was transsexual.
Then Murphy would love it.
When you start editing mutants and giving them new powers because you don't think they're cool enough, you should die in a fire.
Have you been reading the X-Men, bitch?
Yes, I know, but it's different when you start combining them together in one for a script. That's different.
How? It's how they've fucked the X-Men universe up 10 times to Sunday. Well, here's if my they problem. Don't have, it seems like every issue, hey, it's we're finally hitting a six somewhere in the issue number. Let's go ahead and reboot the fucking universe again.
Well, the last few issues of X-Men has been pretty good. They're in San Francisco, so, you know. It's
there's your gay.
Hey-o.
But yeah, that X-Men movie was pretty bad. You got the Punisher coming up. That's another one.
Yeah, the Wardrobe. Although I'm not Warzone. I'm not hearing good about this yet.
The last thing I heard was probably yesterday or today that they're looking for a PG-13 rating, which is really
you can't do
shit.
That for the Punisher. They don't get that. They totally missed the idea of the Punisher. You should be killing people left and right.
They asked Jason Statham if he could choose which superhero he'd play. He chose Daredevil. And that, to me, is very cool because that guy is psychotic.
Can he not do an English accent, though? I mean, I've never seen him where he...
I don't see him as Daredevil. I see Daredevil as a leaner guy, not a bigger guy like Sam is.
I see... You know, when you look at Sam, you see his body type. He's thin in the waist. He's got a big chest. And I don't think that stands too far.
Why don't you check him out? I mean, that's way too much information.
He gets very detailed about every...
Hey, I've seen pretty much every movie he's ever done, just randomly.
I like him. What about, you go see Death Race 2000?
I would sooner drag my balls through broken glass.
I heard that was total shit.
Oh,
I love the original Death Race. Movie. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
But this looks
Frankenstein,
bad.
Come on.
Yeah.
But this looks like shite. But no, I
he has a Captain America look. You know, Satan could be, you know, slap a wig.
There you go, Captain Britain.
You put a... Hey, I still have that comic somewhere at home. And the original annual, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Britain, you didn't get comic books. You got annuals every year. And that held you. It was an entire year's worth of comic books in one hardback book. And that held you for the whole year. Shit you not.
That is so useless information. I mean, no one cares.
Dude,
no.
I grew up there. I care. Yeah,
that's
Captain
what
Britain.
You get.
Motorcycle accident.
Welcome to
the shield or the sword. What's it going to be? Anyway, so.
Back on track.
Something interesting I saw. Zack Snyder, I think, is the director of Watchmen.
Right.
And he said that he would love, if he had to go back and do, if he could do anything of anybody's projects, he said the next thing he would really like to do is Miller's Dark Knight Returns.
Right.
And Miller said, anytime you're ready.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, that says a lot because Miller was so not on board with the Watchmen movie.
Well, I mean, because everybody thinks it's like you can't do it right, but everybody's always trying to think of how to do it instead of just doing what's there already. I mean, and Snyder gets it. It's like, you know, I think the guy doesn't have an ego. He wants to, you know, make the, like I said, the Watchmen came up and everybody was turning it down and wanted to change it. And he just said, you know, I'll just jump on board and just do the Watchmen and, you know, and just let it stand where it is. You don't have to change this stuff. You don't have to put in a special, you know, not take him out of their costume or have him do this different motivation. The story stood the test of time because it's a good story. You don't
Judge
have to
Dredd
do anything
takes
to
off
it.
His helmet in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Most of these Hollywood movies, you know, they always have to take off. Yep. You know, Peter Parker's always out of mask. You know, you look at the last Batman movie. You know, nobody. Batman never took off his mask. When he was Batman, he was Batman. When he was Bruce Wayne, there was no separation from him. He never got all weepy when Harvey just lay on the ground. He's still talking with a growly voice because he's freaking Batman at the time. It's
the fucking voice.
Dude, you know what though? I like that, and I don't know if you remember some of the year one stuff. Alfred's always bringing him tea with lemon in it. Do you remember that at all?
Yeah.
Alfred's always bringing him tea with lemon in it, and that's why, because he's trying to disguise his voice.
What I'm trying to say is I'm great with that, the voice disguising and the fact that Batman taught him, you know, Bruce Wayne taught himself to write ambidextrous so he could be left-handed Batman, right-handed Bruce Wayne and all that shit. But what they did in that movie...
Yeah, that was retarded.
I thought that was cool, though.
You gotta remember that everybody's supposed to think that he's crazy.
That's Batman?
The Batman's supposed to be crazy.
Yeah, Batman's insane.
He's supposed to be this crazy guy going around. The criminals are afraid of, you know, cowardly. Most criminals, if you go to, like, you listen to prison stories, what's the one thing that most prison people are afraid of? The crazy guy.
Anal rape.
You know.
Oh, sorry.
They welcome that.
they don't mind
crazy
the
crazy fuckers that'll fuck you up in the middle of the night.
They'll fight the hardcore
for no reason.
But the crazy guys are always the ones left alone. Look, Charlie Manson. He's fine.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you put a swastika on your head. Yeah, that's it. Ooh, I'm over here, baby. So he's supposed to be crazy. He's got to sound off his walker. And it works. In that world, it works.
Right.
You know, he's Bruce Wayne. Everybody knows who Bruce Wayne is. He's on TV all over the place.
Right.
He has to completely disguise what he sounds like. I mean, because, you know, you got the face open, everything like, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
How's going? Hey, there's two black guys in here at a time.
Holy shit. One of you has got to leave. I'm sorry.
The ratio.
All right. So, yeah, a little bit of comment. Murph, what's going on?
Well, hang on a sec. Bring up the other mic.
Bring up five. Bringing up five is on.
Five. Have a seat, man. Have a seat. Thank
you. Are you getting up five? Check your switch.
Let's see here. Am
there
I on?
Go. There you go.
All right. Perfect. Let me get another set of cans out here.
Since we're, you know, doing this on the fly. Normally, we like to take a break and not bang drawers.
No, fuck it. Let's do it. We're running out of shots.
I think I got that. All right. So, what? Got drums and shit going. And all right.
And we could do a praise dance.
What?
You never heard of a praise dance.
Look at the praise dance.
What is a praise dance?
Praise dance. Okay, like African at African American weddings, you know, us black people, they always have weddings and different
with the chickens and the feathers and the headdresses
and jumping over a stick. Chicken George, yeah. They have like these girls, little girls that go out. They do a praise dance where they're praising to the Lord. They're doing these. It's almost like Hawaiian, but you know, it's African. Kind of like Kwanzaa is almost Christmas, but it's not.
We never had any of that.
You never had the praise dance? Like, I'm from the South, so we...
I did have the jump.
You definitely had the praise dance.
We had the praise dance. We did a lot of things down there.
I've never heard this before. I am so Wikipedia-ing
this.
That's
because you're white.
Yes.
And I'm from Iowa. Two strikes.
You're Whitey McWhitey, so that's why.
Whitey McWhiterton.
Thanks.
I think that's your new name, dude.
Oh,
forget
boy.
That Huffington glue. This is Whitey McWhiterton.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, guys. Well, we're just changing gears here completely on the fly.
Totally on the fly.
But why not? Here you go, dude. Let's.
He's good.
Yeah, with these mics, you got to get on them like it's a it's a big black cock. You got to get right up on there.
Fascinating. Another subject.
What is this?
What do we got happening? Something happened over there. All right, so guys, in studio with us tonight.
Why aren't microphones white? Yeah.
You know what?
Actually.
What?
There's probably a long and drawn out story.
Sorry. Go ahead.
We have in studio here, we have Locke with us.
Locke.
I'm sorry, Locke. Now,
Locke.
Like from Lost. Locke.
L-O-C-Q, actually.
I don't even know how we bumped into each other. I just know it happened somehow. Locke is a psychic.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
So he knew he was coming before we even knew he was going
to
be here.
There you go. He's like, oh.
Hey, yo. Now.
Need to find excuse for Friday.
We change gears very quickly like this, and this is really interesting. So tell everyone about what it is that you do.
Well, I'm a psychic intuitive. I've been doing this for some 20 years in various different forms, counseling, working with people. I use tarot as a medium. I also use palmistry. And I also do numerology, which is a study of your name.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been studying this for a very long time, I have a different perspective on the tarot than most tarot readers would have. And I have a fairly unique skew on numerology also, because these are theories that I've been able to work with and work on myself over that period of time.
Very cool. Very cool.
Interesting. All right.
So I guess how do you discover, oh, hey, I'm in tune with the natures of the universe. How does this happen? I mean, I'm sure you don't get an email.
I usually just get really drunk and wander into the forest, but that's just me.
Very wicked of you.
Spirits for nothing.
Right?
Fuck, do you find
enough liquor in you, you'll find you'll be enlightened to all kinds of crazy things.
It's amazing what you can find when you're drunk.
Elephants.
Still can't find her underwear.
I did.
Somewhere in the backseat.
So how
she
did
she ever wears them? Oh, sorry.
I don't.
She just hands them out like trophies. How did this come to you? I mean, how did you find this about yourself?
I was actually very much a Star Trek kid and whatnot, you know, so I was very much into sci-fi and everything like that. Didn't really even care about anything metaphysical or anything like that. But I got into it in high school. I had I grew up in New York, and I had gotten my first deck of cards, and I thought they were toys, and I was just playing with them. And these two pretty big guys, because I was like in... I was a freshman. These guys were two seniors.
Mm-hmm.
came up to me and asked me what I was doing. I was like, oh, I'm playing around with some tarot cards. I was with my sister and everything like that, and I'm the oldest in the family, so you don't get any bigger than me, and I was pretty small. You know
the feeling, brother.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so, and in New York City and whatnot. And these guys say, well, you know, read our fortune, do our fortune and whatnot. I was like, I don't know how to do a fortune. I just got the cards. I'm just playing with them. And he was like, well, yeah, you're going to read our fortune or you're going to have no future. And I was like, oh, okay. And so, you know, I was like, since you put it that way, so I did their card, did their readings and whatnot. About 2 weeks after that, I'd forgotten about it. It was a rather traumatic event, but in New York, you have a lot of those. And 2 weeks later, they came up to me and they was like, dude, the things that you said came out right. If you ever need any protection or you ever need any help, we'll look
Sweet.
Out for you.
Damn.
And suddenly I had two strapping high school seniors that were on my side if I had any type of issues or anything like that, which made me immensely popular, helped to make me immensely popular in Truman High School. Hi, all Truman High School. I don't know, but yeah, so that's pretty much the story of how I got. I said, well, there is something to this.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to make a couple of caveats because people will assume when you say psychic to mean certain things. Psychic ability is like a fingerprint. It's different for every other psychic and how they
go ahead and get a little bit closer to the microphone.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
It's different for every other person and how they actually experience it or how it actually will express itself. For me, the reason that I know that I'm psychic mainly is because people tell me that I'm psychic because of the things that I tell them about themselves and what's going on in my life, in their lives. I have no confirmation until I hear the person say yes and say, oh, yeah, that's actually happened or this is something that's actually going on. So I have no way of I'm like, well, this is what I'm getting. This is what I'm feeling. And they'll either say, yes, you're absolutely right. And they will say that about 86 to 90% of the time. Or they'll say, no, you're not feeling anything on this one and whatnot. And I'm like, okay, well, let me go back and regroup or whatever. But I'm the only difference between me and a psychiatrist is you actually tell your psychiatrist the problem up front. With me, I tell you what your problem is.
Which, dude, I do that to people all the time. I know exactly what everybody's problem is.
Exactly. Well, then
you're
almost there.
You're almost
there.
Do you do this for like a sinner?
Douche.
You like do this for a sinner, or you said because you work for somebody, you do this, or you do this?
I work for
own?
Myself.
Okay,
I work
okay.
For myself, yes.
All right.
And I have a fairly good. As a matter of fact, I have a party that I'm going to be doing tonight at 9:00, so that's why I can't be here.
Yeah,
for
parties. I didn't get invited to a party.
Parties with us are kind of
show up on the weeks you say you're going to be here, and you get invited to all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey yo.
You're like an old woman.
He is. So when you. Now I'm the I'm the absolute asshole skeptic motherfucker.
Okay, awesome.
And I told you
yeah,
we have one.
I'm douche. Tinfoil hat all the way. But a lot of what I understand is that it's just in the questions you ask, and people will just admit to stuff anyway. I mean, that's my understanding.
Well, that's a perspective to come from, but your understanding is a little bit skewed.
Okay.
Because the way that a good psychic. Now, this is what I like to preference also, is you can hire a shitty lawyer, you can hire a wonderful lawyer,
you can hire
a shitty car salesman, you can hire a car salesman that's going to sell you a car that you're going to love for the rest of your life.
Right.
You can have a bad carpet, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
There are psychics out there that actually are intuitives out there that actually want to bring honor and honesty to what we do. And then there are those who will be more than happy to take whatever money you want to throw their way
and tell you whatever you think you want to hear.
And run with it.
Okay.
But the way a reputable, and this is what most all reputable psychics or intuitives will agree upon, is that you're not going to tell me what your problem is. You're going to agree with me telling you what your problem is or what's going on with you.
Okay.
So if I picked up on that, then and you're saying, well, yeah, I can identify with these things that I'm attributing to you, then you have a fairly good idea, not only because of my psychic ability and my intuitive ability, but also because of my years of experience counseling.
All right.
Because I've been doing this type of counseling for 20 years. So you have a very good backdrop to say, well, if he's right about these things that have been going on in my past and he's right about these things that are going on around me now, well, then he's got a good shot at telling me what's going to be going on in my future and how that's going to be going on around in my future.
Question.
Yeah.
When you're sitting down with someone, what do you do? Can you just like sit down with like Trencher and be like, okay, I'm going to start doing my thing? Or do you have to like bust out the cards, or do you have to ask them questions, or are you already like on it?
With me, it'll work different ways at certain times, and depending on my comfort zone. I've worked with my abilities for a long period of time, and I'll start off with whatever is really actually going to amuse me the most or going to make me happy.
I like that
if
answer.
If I'm happy,
see, with
then,
her,
then
I have
to
use lots of
easy.
Hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
You're like, let me get to know you a little bit better.
I have to turn some knobs.
An evil presence in your left breast. If I could just touch your left breast, I know
Let's
I could heal
you. Let's put a light
you.
Up to it real quick.
But generally, I'll ask a person their name. I'll start with the name, and I'll do the numerology part. Not unless I'm getting a lot of really strong vibes from the person. When I'm getting a lot of really strong vibes, then I'll start with the palms, and I'll look at their palms.
The hotel? Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
now, it's right about there.
Have you ever?
And I want to go with that. Actually.
Had to use okay. any, like? I mean, have you ever, like, been called in for like some of the crime stuff, like with cops or anything like that? Or
I haven't, and I've never really tried to put any of my energy towards that. I'm pagan. I'm a witch. Lock is short, can be considered short for warlock. It can also be considered short for Sherlock, but I ascribe to both. But
or padlock,
which is what they'd like to ascribe to me.
Oh.
But where was I at? I'm sorry, I digress.
The lock, the Wiccan. Pagan.
Yes. Pagan. I'm pagan. Pagan, not Wiccan. And so, therefore, my views on society and crime and things like that would be a little bit askew. I have different thought patterns in regards to that. So I don't really actively go out seeking to solve crime. I seek life solutions. So I'm seeking to prevent the accident before it happens, not deal with the aftermath of the accident. I'm very big with politics, and so political using my psychic abilities towards politics is what I enjoy doing most. Okay. I'm not helping people.
Helping people, right. I get you. That makes mm-hmm. sense.
Now, I know your time is going to be very limited, but I was wondering, and mm-hmm. I'm the tinfoil hat.
Right.
Here we go.
Palm cards. I think I've had my palm read once ages ago, but I'm willing to do it again.
Okay.
And I mean, I've got an interesting past, so and hopefully future. So
now
I'm
gonna to do gank it. Your ass at the end of this show.
I foresee anal rape in your future.
Hey yo.
Well, I know what my palm
and you liked it.
You should ask him about the trannies.
Hey yo.
Dick 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 dick.
Don't you know he's like friends with half the trannies in Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go, Merv. All right, but I my palm red just to see what's going on.
So I got
what's
idea.
Your name again?
By the way, my name is Trencher on the radio, but go
okay.
by my real name. It's
Mark.
Public knowledge. Mark.
Mark, yeah.
First of all, in regards to Trent, you've had for more than 7 years.
I'm sorry?
You've had Trent for more than 7 years now?
Yes.
You've been called Trent more than 7
Trencher.
Years.
Trencher.
But yeah. Yes. Okay, so that was one thing that I was getting, that you're very comfortable with that name. You're very comfortable with that vibration. That vibration is in and around you. It takes 7 years for a vibration to come in and come out, which is why you see the difference between the chaos that women go through and what men go through in their lives. If you look at a woman who has been married and say she was married for 2-3 years, and then she gets divorced and she gets remarried again, she takes on that person's last name. It takes 7 years for a name to fall out and 7 years for a name to fall in. Hmm. So you have all these different names. She got divorced again. That marriage didn't work. You know, so then she decided she wasn't going to get married, but she was going to get her maiden name back. Well, it's going to take 7 more years for that maiden name to come in. Women that get involved in relationships that are transient or that don't last very long tend to find themselves in a lot more emotional turmoil than men that could say that they have the same corresponding difficulties with relationship. Because with a man, you never change your last name. You stayed
right.
who you were.
Right.
You know, I was this person then, I was this person now. Now, Trent is a very interesting...
Trench.
Like as in to dig.
Yeah, Trench. It's a very interesting name to choose or select for yourself. It can make things very happy for you at first and then very difficult later on. Because understand that every letter rules over 9 years of your life. T vibration is really good for you and makes things really happy for you because it's a two vibration. It's about coupling, and you're very much about coupling. You're very much about that interaction between that special person and having that right person in your life. You don't feel right if you don't have that right person, if you don't have that person to bounce those ideas off of and to talk those things out through with. So relationships are very important to you, which is why you chose that name, because it underscored that the need for that in your life. It's going to bring that... that solitude in there for that 9-year period. Then you have your R vibration coming in for another 9 years after that. This is your disruptor. This is the ending vibration. 9 is ending. 9 is about endings. 9 is about things having to end. Understand the very interesting thing about numerology is that you have 28 letters in the American English alphabet that we ascribe to the Pythagorean theory, which is numerology. Now, every one of these numbers has three different letters to express themselves with. So, in other words, an A vibration, the letter J, the letter J, the letter A, and the letter S are all one vibrations. They're just different forms of the letter of the number one. Because according to numerology, there's only nine different types of numbers in the universe. Nine vibration only has R and I ascribed to it. Why? Because things are ending. Things are going to end one way or the other. That is why you only have two letters ascribed to the nine vibration. Our vibrations have that tendency to keep it real. They're not the most diplomatic people on the face of the planet. They're not the most kind and generous souls on the face of the planet either. They are the type of people that if the friendship has to end, it has to end. You need to get out of my life. You need to get out of my life because you're disruptive and you're disrupting my life. So we can end this as friends and part ways, or we can end this badly, and it can end very poorly, okay? But it will end. It will stop. Our vibrations themselves find themselves experiencing psychic phenomena or psychic things because they kind of know when things are going to be over because it's the intuitive of the numbers. So you know when a job is going to be over probably months before it was over. You can have a conversation with an ex, and you can say, yeah, I kind of knew it was over like about, you know, 3 months, a year before it was actually. And they'll be like absolutely surprised. Like, what do you mean you knew it was? I didn't even know it was over. I didn't feel it coming unless they have an R and an I in their name. Then they were probably sensitive to it also, those vibrations. But sans the R or the I, it's going to make them that less sensitive to their intuitive side. So you have some intuitive abilities there. You have this strong amount of energy that you don't know what to do with or where it comes from, but you have these bursts of energy that makes you very antsy and can make you very much fiddly and needs a need to do things, bored extremely easily. You have to have something that's stimulating. I'm probably, and you're really giving me good eye attention, so I really do feel that you're fully listening to me, but I wouldn't be surprised to find out that you were thinking about something else also that you had to do at the same time that you were listening to me and getting that through because
Don't
of the
lie,
E vibration,
Trench.
which is that energy.
Well, now, I got to interrupt.
Dude, Trench, I can look at you and know that you're thinking of something else.
boobs.
Actually, so far,
I go like this.
You're 3 for 3 on the name.
Yeah.
You are absolutely. Matter of fact, give him what happened before the show.
What?
Were you talking to yourself?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's out there talking to himself, just wandering around.
Yeah, running around, bored.
The funny thing is, and if you could put the cam on Trench is doing everything in his power not to give any kind of sign away that yes or no, positive or negative. He's like, I'm really going to put this guy to the test.
Worst poker player ever. I'm like,
oh, I can't play poker.
Yeah, he's just doing everything he can right now to kind of hold it all in.
I'm into this.
This is cool.
Why's your name so fucking long?
This is, well.
Why going to be Ed?
There's history to that, but.
Well, The Trench, now give me your first name again, though.
My first name, my real birth name, Mark, M-A-R-K.
Okay, Mark, you have control issues then. You have issues with control. Things have to be a certain way for you and a certain way around you.
Okay.
If you do not have things a certain way, you lose it. You lose it.
Put the tinfoil away, baby. You've been pegged.
These two are my sounding board right now. I know we don't hang out enough, but pay attention to these two.
There are buttons on that board there. We're not allowed to touch those.
Oh, we get shut off sometimes, too.
No. Yeah. I quit doing that.
Okay, but let's...
Okay, let's go. This
Trench is a deep guy,
this.
So you're getting pretty good
I'm
there.
I'm into this.
You're also somewhat manipulative. Manipulation comes to you. It's the M vibration. That M vibration, and you're going to ascribe to the words that are ascribed to that M. You're not. You have to understand. A name is a summoning. That is what I use to call you forth. So, for example, I could invite you to a Mark convention. There's 7,000 marks at that convention. I can look out into the audience and say, "Hey, Mark." Every one of you will turn around. I'll do it 3 seconds later. Hey, Mark! You'll turn around again. I'll do it probably around about the fifth time. Some of you will be like, you know what? I'm ignoring this asshole.
Enough of this.
But the first two or three times, you're going to look.
Yeah.
Right? Now, at the same time, conversely, I can invite you to a Bruce convention. Okay? And I can look at you directly in the eye and say, hey, Bruce, come over here. And you'll look at me like, what the fuck is your problem? This dude, I don't know. And you'll turn around and you'll go, A name has power. That is what you will be called for the duration of your life. You have made a determination that you will be called something else also, so you made a slight switch in your course by choosing that. But you have to choose something to be called by, and you have to choose something to answer to. Mm-hmm. Once you do that, we are all working with the one energy. That energy has a way of translating things. So you translate down into Mark. Are you like every other Mark? No, you're not like every other Mark, but you share a lot of common traits with other Marks. Okay? But what is going to differentiate you? Your birth date, number one, is a major differential factor. The fact that you chose a nickname. Not all Marks are going to choose nicknames. So that's going to be a major differentiating factor for you also. Those are the main, your two main things. Then finally, your last name is going to be the third major differentiating thing, because that talks about your culture. That talks about your culture, and so that's the culture effect of your vibration on you that makes you that type of a Mark.
Okay.
All right. You see?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's very good.
It is. And for the, you know, for the first two letters and even on the nickname, that's pretty,
that's you.
Yeah. That's solid. I mean, I'm wow.
Yeah, Marks are like assholes to me, apparently.
yes. I mean, I'll admit, I'm a self-admitting asshole. So, I mean, and it's interesting because I've had my palm read and I've had things come true on my palm, like mm-hmm. great long lifeline, but you're going to go through a midlife tragedy. And you've had this problem. Something happened when you were a kid. And I'm like, Jesus, mm-hmm. it's creepy. Hence why I started Tinfoil Heading.
There you go.
Well, this is why I love the tarot, and this is why I love working with the tarot. This is why I really feel the tarot is such a work of art. And now I've got to bang you for a second.
Okay.
I have to hit Hey-o. You a second for...
Hello.
Because this goes out to all... Actually, this doesn't just go to you. This goes to all the naysayers and all the critics out there. I would surmise to you that your doubt is somewhat irrelevant. This is the reason why I would surmise that your doubt is somewhat irrelevant. Because I practice the world's second oldest profession. Okay?
Fair enough.
For as long as there have been people out there trying to pay for a little something, there have been people out there trying to pay for some information about their future and what's going to be going on in their future.
Okay.
A person's skepticism is not going to nullify the fact that that's what's going to be happening, and that this is a career choice, it's a valid career path. But at the same time, we enjoy the fact that there are naysayers out there, because, you know, you should be skeptical. I shouldn't believe every lawyer that I come across. I shouldn't believe every car salesman person that I come across either. So you guys do have your place. But if the thought is that, you know, someone's negativity is going to, you know, there was one time I did 75 readings. I was sitting at this convention, 75 readings in a row.
That's okay, a lot I of did. Fucking
75 readings in a row. Reading after reading, I'm getting yes, 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 yes. Somewhere around number 35 or 36, this woman sits in front of me, sour face, you know, and I'm like, well, you know, I'm feeling this is going around now. Well, I'm thinking this is what's, I've also, well, maybe this is, no, I'm not getting anything from this woman. I'm not getting nothing. She's like, no, 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 no. I'm like, okay, no problem. See you later. Bye. Next.
Yeah, I mean, you know what?
It's not going to send me screaming out the room and giving up my psychic ability.
Well,
just because I wasn't able to read one out of 75.
Right. One more question, because we gotta start wrapping this up here in a few minutes. I hate that. Oh,
I know.
We need you back.
Yeah.
All right. This is awesome.
I'm curious to know what my name means.
You just have to show up sometimes. Jesus Christ. All right. Vibe of the studio. Vibe of just the whole aura of everything in here.
The vibe of this building is a negative vibe. I will tell you that right now.
That's
why I
like it.
The vibe of this building is a negative vibe. What you guys have done with this is good and positive and everything. You probably could use a smudging. What you've done with the area, you have to understand you have two very strong-willed people here, and then you also have a possible witch also here. So because of that, that vacates the negativity that actually is in this building.
Huh.
But both of you have very, very strong wills and a very, very strong desire to confront the weird and everything like that. So that
it's like Mueller and
Scully.
Wait
a minute, who's the witch then?
You are.
All right.
Oh.
Burner!
I do not weigh the same
Dude.
As a duck.
Dude, I don't care. Wet t-shirt contest to find out next week.
Okay, Locke, how can people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me by either contacting me at lockfortune@yahoo.com mm-hmm. on email, or they can call me 702-561-8391.
All right. Could you go and spell your email out, please?
LockFortune@yahoo.com.
All right.
Wow. That's, you know, Locke, we only had you in here for a couple minutes, but honestly, we would love to have you back in.
Yeah.
I'd love to come back. This is great.
Because you're the biggest skeptic in the building here.
He just got shot down.
Me, I'm kind of open to everything.
I believe in ghosts.
Give me the circle?
Yes.
Oh, you damn it.
With interest.
I believe in ghosts. I believe in, you know, past lives and that kind of stuff. I'm not tinfoil about, but this kind of stuff I am, because I'm like, I can't be that transparent. I guess I am. Fuck.
It's not a matter of your being transparent. You agreed to a certain set of rules before you incarnated here. All I'm doing is I'm interpreting
sort of like
those
hypnosis
rules.
And things of that nature, where you have to be willing to kind of go into it for you to get that vibe.
No,
fuck it then.
Sorry.
You are not a psychic.
Sounded good.
Numerology is a science, and that's what I like about numerology. When I use my psychic ability, I'm using feelings and intuition, but numerology is a science itself. There's only 9 different numbers in the universe, and those numbers, so any number that you come up with against is going to be a reflection of one of those original 9 numbers.
Makes sense.
That is really cool. It took us a while to get this going to get you in here, but we definitely want to have you back here soon.
Definitely.
Right on. Thanks a lot.
So, guys,
really
definitely.
Locke, we'd love to have you in if you want to hang out for just a second. We're going to close the show down here.
Sounds great.
Got to do our little thing. Hey, yo.
Or more.
That was no little thing.
Not anymore. Room full of not little things.
Oh, man, it's that time already.
You know, we never did get a call from Decaf on the line.
You know what? He sent me a text message. He says, Tom Cruise is missing because you've sent me on a mission impossible. Can't find a hot white woman in Laughlin. Gee, I'm not really shocked about that.
Yeah, no shit. We kind of did send him on the impossible. All right, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Holy crap.
Nice. Let's go over the hosts. I'm Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Zuzu.
I'm Derek.
Derek from Comic Oasis. I love Derek. He's just so unassuming. Derek from Comic Oasis, comicoasis.com. Here in Vegas, you can catch him at the corner of Rainbow Boulevard and Cheyenne in the Walmart Shopping Center. Don't forget, this Thursday, coming up there from 4 to 7 p.m., Mark Millar, Tony Harris is going to be there. I hear there's food, beer, and all kinds of other good stuff happening.
Yep, we're going to have a piss-off at the On the Rocks bar on Tanea, so come on out and have a good time.
Awesome. And with us tonight has been Locke. One more time, Locke, what's the email address?
Email address is lockfortune@yahoo.com. That's LockFortune@yahoo.com.
All right, and we appreciate all of our guests. Derek, thank you for hanging out with us.
Anytime, guys.
And thank you very much for the
brief
but enlightening experience.
Yes.
Nice. Very interesting.
Nice. All right, we got to thank a bunch of people, though. LV Rocks, LVRocks.com for studio. That's sort of halfway okay. According to Locke, the KCHRN, Fox FM, Door From Hell Radio, Showdown Network, Steel City, use his voice, Trax Radio, Radio X UK, who's also enjoying Zuzu's voice, KBMA, and remember, if we're not live,
you'll find us in the archive.
Check us out, podcast.lvrocks.com. Tune in to Jody and Friends Sunday.
Yeah.
Online.
9 a.m. Pacific time.
No
swearing. Trench will be live on Real AM Radio.
This will be a disaster. I will sound like a moron. All right.
KXNT.com for that, guys. Jody will be there. And I think we're out. Locke, why don't you give us the last word of the night?
Oh, last word of the night. Wow, that was pretty good. I didn't see that one coming. Wow, how sucking can I be?
That is the best word of the night, right there.
All right, folks, we're out.
schedule following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.